did you Halloween at the White House? I mean, you know, they do the Easter egg roll. They do apparently trick or treating at the White House today, and it was really amazing. They had all these folks dressed up in like white lab coats. So I think they were all dressed up as like doctors for Halloween. Oh, those were real doctors? It wasn't a Halloween thing? Oh, my bad. Never mind. I apologize. I'm kidding. I know it wasn't a Halloween thing. I mean, but how ridiculous did this thing look? I don't know if you've had a chance to see video yet. Dave, do me a favor. See if you can grab some video from somewhere. Grab a clip from, I don't care, Fox or CNN. Pull it from CNN. Put a quick little clip. Pull that off a snap stream. Get that up on our website at schnittshow.com for this doctor's summit. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. I have never seen, I mean, it was just a dog and pony show. Okay, all you doctors. I mean, it was so ridiculously, moronically Halloween costume choreographed. It was a joke. I don't even know if those were actual doctors. I mean, they might have been just all like the Obama czars. It might have been the guy that told the gay sex bathroom bus station teen kid who asked him whether he should wear a condom. I don't, maybe he had a white lab coat on. I don't know. What was that guy's name? Jensen? Jennings? Whatever. Oh, yeah. I mean, 150 doctors. All Obama butt kissers, clueless doctors that think that like Obama's plan is the greatest thing since sliced raisin bread. I mean, all in white lab coat doctor costumes. I can't tell you the last time. I don't know if any of my doctors actually wear the white lab coat. I don't go to the doctor very often, but. Outside of the doctor's office, when was the last time you saw a doctor just walking around? I'm shopping at the mall. Let me put on my white lab coat. Just playing golf. Let me wear my lab coat. You know, the whole doctors and golf and that whole joke. I've never seen him on the golf course in the white lab coat. Haven't seen him at the mall. Haven't seen him shopping. I've seen doctors out. I've got plenty of physician buddies. I got a ton of physician buddies. If I were to count actual friends of mine, I mean, I'm like, you know, top tier and even into the second tier friends. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. My brother's a surgeon. 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm easily at 15. And of the 15 doctors that I know, encompassing all specialties, from just general practitioners, internal medicine, to spinal surgeon experts, and my brother's a reconstructive plastic surgeon. I mean, from ophthalmic surgeons, ophthalmic plastic surgeons, oncologists, I mean, ENTs. I mean, I have a circle of friends that, it's nobody, not one of the doctors I know thinks the Obama plan is good. That the healthcare reform that this administration wants, and the lies, that's right, I said lies, that this administration is told about costs will come down and healthcare will get better. Why is it that none of the doctors I know, not one single doctor that I know, agrees, that's signed on? I mean, we had a study, what, I don't have the story with me. A couple of weeks ago, we had a report. It was a survey. 45% of doctors, 45% of physicians, if healthcare reform goes through with a public option, 45% would consider retiring, walking away. Bye-bye. 150 doctors at the White House today playing, Halloween dress-up in their white lab coats. Like, we're supposed to believe that's natural? You know, there's, you know what, Sue, Jeff, my crew and the Dave, there is an explanation here. These are the only 150 doctors in the entire country that buy into it. They're the ones at the White House today. So you're not concerned about terrorism spreading worldwide? You're not afraid of other 9/11 style attacks on U.S. soil, potentially someday with nuclear weapons or chemical or biological? You don't care about that, do you, Barry?
I have had a conversation with a number of people that are in the U.S. Army, and their feeling this day, right now, is this. We should put our energies and our resources into domestic protection, watching our own borders, and stopping the possible attack by putting these hundreds of millions of dollars into guarding our own domestic borders. That's where the money should
Go. Well, certainly we're lax in protecting our borders. I agree with that. It's been passed in Congress to build border fences. That hasn't been done. I guess do you agree in putting walls and fences on our borders to the south? Do you believe in that?
Walls on fences on the border.
Do you believe in walling and fencing our border from California to Texas along the Gulf Coast? Do you agree with that?
No.
Well, then you just completely contradicted yourself, and we really need to protect our... Barry, come on. Barry, you talk... Whenever you call this show, Barry, you talk in circles.
Do you think we're going to build a wall around our entire country, Todd?
That's what needs to be done. We need a wall on the southern border of this country first, from the Gulf of Mexico through Texas all the way to California and the Pacific. Yes, we do. You say we need to put our efforts into protecting this country, but then, no, we don't need a wall. Barry, goodbye. And I hung up on you again because I can only take so much idiocy in 1 hour of this program. This is what Reed said.
Everyone, Democrats and Republicans, said whatever decision you make, we'll support it, basically. So we'll see.
And Pelosi rolls her eyes. I guess it's open to interpretation. I mean, my best guess is whatever the president wants, that Democrats will support it. So more troops? Pelosi is rolling her eyes because maybe she doesn't agree with that. That Democrats, you know, especially those of her ultra-liberal ilk, will support us actually trying to win in Afghanistan. That's why she rolls her eyes. At least that's my analysis. Look at the video when you get home. If you're near a computer now, check it out. It is so obvious. She is a dope. You know, that's the only thing that actually moves on her face, her eyeballs. So, I mean, that's the only thing that could actually roll and move on her face. Nancy, you gave it away, hun. We can read it just fine, Nancy. The ability to keep a gun in your home for self-defense, especially with some of the Chicago crime we've seen lately. You know, that smackdown, that beatdown of that kid on the Chicago streets, the video, the cell phone video that's been all over the place. So you can't have a handgun in your house for personal protection. Is this America? What is this? When you look at the draconian Illinois gun laws, just in general, the state of Illinois, and then look at the Chicago specifically, I don't recognize this as America. Being able to defend yourself inside your own home by having a handgun. You know what? I'm going to start out with Letterman. Some of the bites. And I'm getting slammed with emails from folks that are suggesting that this is Sarah Palin payback. Listen, I understand the argument. Dave Letterman did this back apparently in, 2002, 2003. This was years before he got married. He was involved in this ridiculous long-term, almost a common law marriage deal with this Regina Lasko. Yeah, there's more dirt is coming out on this situation. We'll roll into, there's some sources that are saying that some of Letterman's escapades even occurred as late as last year. Again, you know, prior to the marriage, but certainly after Harry was conceived and carried and birthed by Regina Lasko. On the Palin thing, I've got a couple of dozen emails of varying degrees that if this is, you know, Letterman payback, you know, I on the Palin stuff, again, and I got some hate mail on this, I laughed at the jokes. I laughed at a lot of the jokes with Palin. And I can do that, even though ideologically I'm more in line with Sarah Palin, clearly, than David Letterman. I don't agree with everything Palin professes. Again, I like Sarah Palin. I do not feel that she is the answer for the Republican Party in 2012. I think she'd be chewed up alive. Well, I think that'll happen in a primary situation anyway. I just don't think. I mean, we're going to have some, I think, some tough contenders. I mean, I'm seriously hoping that Pawlenty out of Minnesota, that he decides. All indications are he's forming, exploratory stuff. So all indications are that he's moving in that direction. Like Sarah Palin, I'm sorry, I can't jump on a bandwagon effect and say that, oh, Sarah Palin's the answer. And a lot, because of her religious beliefs, a lot have tossed out, and this is important, they've tossed out actual political viability just because of an alignment in religious beliefs and some ideological beliefs. You got to look at the whole package. And the Sarah Palin deal, I mean, I thought that some of those jokes were funny. And no, I never thought that she was talking about the young daughter. I had always thought that Letterman was talking about Bristol. That's the way I interpreted those jokes. And, of course, she had the baby. She's 18 now. And I had always thought that it was the older daughter. And, you know, I'm getting the email suggesting that, Dave is getting payback. Hey, Dave, it's karma. How you like them apples? Getting a lot of that stuff. Listen, I don't know that some nut job from 48 Hours in CBS News that concocted a $2 million extortion scheme, I don't think I'm willing to go as far as, hey, it's payback, Dave, it's karma. Not going in that direction.